PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
It's Mark Baratelli, and hey, let's just cut the crap, right? Let's just cut the crap, drop the fanfare, put down the horns, light the lights, raise the curtain, breathe the air, shellac the ornaments, and let's get to the news! Brian Grandstaff of Millennia Partners, Mary Ashe and Maria Bonomo, individual brokers and consultants, and Dovecote owner Clayton Miller were scheduled to open a 5,000-square-foot food hall inside Maitland City Center called Spindrift Food Hall. Originally, when they announced it, they said it would be, quote, an ideal fit based on lack of foodie competition, end quote. Did you hear that? They said Maitland has a lack of foodie competition. But now it seems there'll be a lack of food hall competition. Spindrift Food Hall isn't opening after all. The Grandstaff, Ashe, Bonomo, Miller team blame restaurant oversaturation in the area as the reason for not opening. They claimed there were too many new projects hitting the market at the same time. Excuse me? The only foodie competition projects that have come to the, quote, lack of foodie competition Maitland area are Luke's, Teak, and a new friggin' Zoe's Kitchen. So there is still a lack of foodie competition, Grandstaff, Ashe, Bonomo, and Miller. The hell are y'all talking about? This is, in my opinion, a damn lie. If Grandstaff, Ashe, Bonomo, Miller didn't think they could survive in the cutthroat, dog-eat-dog, here-today-gone-tomorrow, take-no-prisoners food scene of Maitland, then the closing before opening choice of Grandstaff, Ashe, Bonomo, and Miller is understandable. Chicken shit alleged liars. A planned development rezoning request for a 10-unit rear-loaded three-story townhome development at 544 North Bumby Avenue was submitted to the City of Orlando Municipal Planning Board by Ray Design Development, LLC. The land is located across from the Colonial Plaza on a rather desolate but prime stretch of Bumby. The developer does, quote, design develop, which means acquire underutilized properties, design, market, construct, and then sell. And he also does, quote, design sell, which means acquire underutilized properties, design, and market conceptual design package that's already gone through the initial city reviews to confirm it is design compliant with zoning and planning requirements. Do you understand that? Do you understand the difference? So this Bumby Avenue 10-unit rear-loaded three-story townhome development could either be just a product on paper that the developer puts together for someone to buy, or he could end up building it himself. We do not know what he's doing at this time, but I will find out. Uh-oh, Soto's back in the news again. A Panera Bread drive-thru location is coming to Soto on the former East Coast Wings and Grill property at 3138 Orange Avenue. The site is right across the street from the huge mixed-use development called Southside Shops. Built in 2004, the soon-to-be Panera Bread building has 3,900 square feet and 52 parking spaces. Folks who commented on our story on Facebook say the Panera Bread catty-cornered across the street is closing and moving into this new location. Park Hill is a new winter park development featuring 10 three-story townhomes priced at $2.6 to $3.2 million on roughly an acre at the southwest corner of North Park Avenue and Whipple Avenue, across the street from the Winter Park Country Club and Casa Feliz. It's like the Bumby Avenue 10-unit three-story townhome development, minus the poor people. The homes are situated on the former 18-unit Spanish Oaks Apartments and the 8-unit Golfview Apartments, both built in the 60s and 70s. The developers paid $5.2 million for these properties. 7 of the 10 homes will front Park Avenue. Each townhome includes 3,300 to 4,300 square feet of living area, private elevators, yes, first-floor courtyards, and covered rooftop terraces with summer kitchens. The complex is surrounded by a decorative iron fence with gas lights topping brick columns. The walkways are bluestones. We have all the renderings on the Daily City blog. And finally, oh, f*** you, downtown developers. with your shifty fingers and your pus-dripping grins, while us plebeian locals have been mind-f***ed into thinking downtown Orlando is the future, watching skyscraper announcements pile up and gaggles of apartment buildings sprout up all around us. You're busy around the corner in the dark by yourself, killing any chance of a decent retail scene coming to downtown Orlando. You guys are charging retail rents only vomit-spotted, disgusting, vile brands, national brands, can pay. We shat ourselves when we got a Walgreens. A f***ing Walgreens! Now, downtown Orlando's 7th 7-Eleven is coming to the very last vacant commercial space in Crescent Central Station's already shitty ground floor retail lineup. In the pre-construction renderings, the word restaurant sits elegantly above the entrance of the space. In the master sign plan for the space submitted to the city, the 7-Eleven logo death drops into a shatting squat waiting for applause. No restaurant, all bullshit. Bullshit! This building's entire retail offering is bullshit, including, let me read this to you, Planet Smoothie, f*** you, Dunkin' Donuts, f*** you, Philly Connection, f*** you the most, Elegant Cleaners Tailors, Envy Nails and Spa. Go to hell, downtown developers, because you know what? You know what? We see you. We see you. We see you. We see you. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Daily City, or go to our website at thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli, and remember, hashtag Orlando is wonderful. Barbara Mandrell. Barbara Mandrell. You don't remember her?
Mandrell. That name was very familiar.
And the Mandrell sisters, right?
Yeah.
She had a show name.
But it was called Barbara Mandrell and the Mandrell sisters. I don't know. I think it's 70s. Because I remember watching it in the house that I lived in the 70s.
I think
80s. So maybe both. Like it started in the 70s and went to the 80s.
Did they ever tour with the Pointer Sisters?
And the Andrew sisters.
I take that personally.
Put all the sisters together. Did you send me the script?
Oh, God.
Come on, buddy.
I feel like I'm trying to keep it a secret from you. I forgot. It looks like I happened to just forget.
Oh, I'll just get on there. It's in the mail, didn't you?
Didn't, yeah, the check's in the mail.
A PFT Media production.